Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Of every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Amen. Welcome to the broadcast. This has been Christian Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. We're broadcasting today's broadcast. Of course, it's Friday Night Joy. Amen. We are so glad to be able to come to you live today. Amen. We're going to probably continue off what we left on Sunday, a watch and prayer season. Amen. This is part two of a watch and pray season. Amen. This is part two. Last Sunday, I believe Reverend Robin was with me. I'm not sure she'll be joining me today. She may and stuff like that. But we're just going to continue on with it in the red. I do want to remind everybody that His Abound of Grace from Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. I'm declaring the finished work of Reverend Pat Randis is Thursday at 12 noon. I do Friday Night Joy. Amen. Amen at 7 p.m. Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain, amen, is every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Match Takeover, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men Talk, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleo Fitzmalone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. So we can go ahead and get started with some prayer. I do want to encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast from Sunday and any of the other older broadcasts from different hosts. Amen. They always bring the word of God. I thank God for the people of God, okay, that he has given me to be around and what they bring to the ministry and with their own private broadcasts and all of them, man. It's some awesome people, even the people that's on the board members. I mean, they're just people that support this ministry. Amen. And through giving and the people, and again, the pastors, the apostles, you know, that's all of them, you know, all of us for real about our service to God and our desire to please Him. So, you know, this is not about one person. This God gets all the glory here. Amen. But I want you, let's go ahead and get started with prayer. Father God, we just want to come and thank you for today. Thank you for your many, many blessings. Thank you for all that you're doing in our life. God, we come today and ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would come and direct us and lead us in where to go with the broadcast today. We pray that it would prick the hearts of men, that someone would cry out, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to give my life to be changed around, God. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for breakthrough, God. We're praying for blessings. We're praying for the removal of curses, God. We're praying against every demonic force that comes up against the people of God today, God. We're praying for every bishop, every apostle, every pastor, every prophet, every teacher, every evangelist, God. We pray for all of the fivefold different ministries, God, that operate, Lord Jesus. We're praying today that you, Lord Jesus, will begin to allow us to come back into right relationship with you, that you forgive our sins that we've committed, sins of omission and sins of commission, God, that we will begin to lay down the sin and the weight that so easily beset us. We know in whom we believe. We trust in you. We know even now through this situation with the virus and all that's going on, God, that you are yet still in control, God. So we cry, Abba, Father, unto you and say, Father, have your way. We cry unto our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, a resurrected Savior, and say, Lord, come have your way. We can't do this without you. Every time we try, we fail miserably. So we just want to lean into trust on you, Jesus. We don't want to lean on our own understanding, but we want to lean on you, Jesus, and believe that you are a way maker and know that you are a way maker, that you, Lord Jesus, are coming again one day, that you are looking at us right now as we're going through challenges of life. And the enemy is coming through, Lord Jesus, like a flood. And knowing that you, Lord Jesus, will rescue us, that you will send your help, that you will show us a more excellent way, we do continue to pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to welcome you to Friday Night Joy on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. We want to continue where we left off from last Sunday. We were talking about this is a season for watching and prayer, it's just so many different things that are going on that we have to be mindful of. The enemy is definitely raging like a roaring lion, man, trying to seem to see who he can devour or destroy. And that's taking place in every aspect of our life. There used to be time, there used to be a place that was safe, you know, but nowhere is safe today. You know, used to be a time that even the church were considered to be a safe haven, but you can't even go to church now because you're afraid of you may get sick or whatever. So all those places that it used to be a time that people even looked at their money and their funds and their job and figured they've been working for the last 30 years and that was safe and we were ready for a time. There's nothing safe in this world. The only safety that we have is in Jesus Christ. You know, so this is definitely of a time and a season to be in a place of watching and prayer. Watching and prayer. And I think last week we were discussing with Reverend Robin, we were talking about Jesus being in the garden and how he asked his disciples to watch and pray with him. And he did it so that so that you won't enter into temptations. But they couldn't do it because the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. And I'm telling you, the fact of the matter, we got to understand that we are spiritual beings in the flesh. And there's always going to be spiritual warfare between yourself or between myself and the flesh. And the thing that we got to understand that we can't do it, but when Jesus died on the cross, he won the battle of the flesh for us. Amen. So that we don't have to do it alone. In fact, all we got to do is trust him. You know, and believe him. Amen. So here we are. Amen. I want to go back to that particular scripture I was talking about. It's coming out of Luke. That's the one that I was looking at. Amen. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Amen. But I just want to read that Luke chapter, verse 21, verse 36. It says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass to stand before the Son of Man. In other words, Jesus, in this chapter of Luke, he's talking about some things that are coming to pass, you know. And actually, we're going to read the whole thing. I really want to get into that, but I think I'm going to read the version of Mark. Amen. Amen. So let me just go ahead and turn. We're not going to be before you long. It's going to be a short broadcast, but I want to give you some word, and I want to encourage you, and I want you to understand the seasons you're in. You're in the season of watching and praying. You know, the enemy is out to kill you. The enemy is trying to destroy you, your family, and everybody. And it's not just through the cannabis virus, okay? He's doing this in many other ways, you know? He's trying to make you think that you're going crazy, that you are losing your mind. He's trying his best to get you and me, amen. I got to put myself in that category, amen, to take down, to stop believing and to stop trusting in him. He's on a mission to destroy you. So we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis that we're in a season of watching and prayer. Even if the storms, even if the sickness, and even if the things that come us against us so strong, we have to remember that we're in a season of watching and praying. We are watching because we're being wise and we're being alert and we're paying attention to what's really going on. But also, we're in a season of praying because we know that our Redeemer liveth, and we know that when we pray to him, he answers us. And, you know, we are seeking God for directions and instruction, because the worst thing to do is to be able to see something, a storm coming towards you, you know, whether it be a tornado, and you don't know where to go. Okay, you don't have any instructions. So in the season of prayer, God would give us the instructions of whether we should take shelter, whether we should duck, or whether we should go north or left or right, or some, maybe up to the mountaintop, or maybe inside the ground, or whatever the case may be. We have to be careful and mindful of the instructions that God would give us in this season of watching and prayer. You know, in this season of watching and praying. So the enemy is out to destroy many of us. And he's always start with something that we don't even think about. You know, he's never going to really come. Amen. Okay. Amen. He's never going to come at us at our strength. He's going to come at us towards the very things that we're weak at. Okay. He's going to come at us to the very thing that we're weak. But the Bible says that when I'm weak, he is strong. So even in the midst, I was telling somebody the day they said that they can't take it, and it was going through some changes and everything was happening. And, you know, they have been shut in and they hadn't seen their family in almost 2 months, and that the job was beginning. And I said that the thing that I begin to inform her, the young lady, I said to you that where you working is a gift, because she's actually in the health field, amen. And I said that the thing that you can't let anyone detour you from your gift, okay? But one of the things you have to do, you need to do, is to trust God. I told her, don't pay attention to all the noise and the rhetoric and all that kind of stuff, because that's going to be there. But focus on the God that you said you believe, that you said you believe in. Focus on him. And I wasn't telling her something off the top of my head, but I was telling her from experience of times in my life that I'm watching and things come to pass, and there was in some situation there was nothing I can do about it because it was going to come to pass. But when I began to seek after the things of God, and he began to reveal things to me to a point where that when I felt at my weakest moment, he came through for me. So there definitely is a place and a season that we have to be watching for. And I said I want to go over here and just talk, like, again, I'm not going to be before you long. And then I don't think we're going to have Reverend Robin tonight. That's fine. We'll catch you on the next time around. Amen. But I want to read in. This is coming out of Mark chapter 13, verse 1. And this is what it says. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, they're talking about Jesus here. See what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, see that all these great buildings, there shall not be left one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. That's what Jesus is giving them, a prophecy at that time. And amen. They probably didn't understand it, you know, because at that time, and they're like, okay, well, when is this going to happen? No doubt. But let me read on. It says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately. See, you know, when we hear stuff that we want to know more, we want to know more. So they asked him privately, you know, tell us, when shall these things be? When is this going to take place? Because the way this place is built, man, it ain't nothing happening no time soon. And it says that, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And the Bible says that, and Jesus answered them and began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. Take heed. Take heed. In other words, he said, listen up, you know, watching, you know, all those things come in, lest any man deceive you. It says, verse 64, many should come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and should deceive many. Y'all, look, the thing that you need to understand, even the more we get towards closer to the day of the returning of Jesus, the more that we hear about these people that consider themselves to be Christ. Prime example, there's a young man, I don't know whether he's young or not, but in the Philippines, he considered himself to be God, and he considered himself to be the Jesus Christ. So they are all around, all through history, they have popped up, but they seem to be happening even more so as that end of time or the return of Christ even take place. Okay, and Jesus said, Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. It didn't say a few, but it said deceive many. Amen. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, he said, he tells them to be not troubled, you know. So to be not troubled, that means to don't worry, okay. Don't fret about it and stuff like that. Why? Because we need to be in a place of we are watching and we're praying. We see the rumors of wars that's going on with nations and countries, and even within ourselves, even within the United States, you know, there was a time that it was threatening a race war, this or this kind of war, this or a Republican war, all these different things are going on, you know. But Jesus says, for many should be deceived. Verse 7 says, and when ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, be not ye troubled, for such things must need be. But the end, with all that's going on, is not yet. We're in a season of watching and prayer. He said, the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines, and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrow. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils in the synagogues, and you shall be beaten, you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. It said, verse 10 says, and the gospel must be first published among all nations. When they shall lead you to deliver you and to take no thought, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak. Neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given in you in that hour he wants you to speak. I want to stop right here because I want to take a quick break. I want to play this song, and I just want to finish this. And when I come back, we can start back at verse 12. All right. This is Donna Lawrence. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Sometimes
Amen, amen. I'm back. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. I want to continue with the scriptures that we're reading, and we're going to start back at again in Mark chapter 13, and this is verse 12. Amen. It says, Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the fathers, the sons, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. Those things are taking place now. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. In other words, he says, stay focused. He says, stay the course. Don't give up. You know, there'll be days you might get weak. We might get weak in well doing, but stay the course. Trust God. Believe in Him. Okay. He said that when you see the abomination of the desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, a prophet standing where it ought not, let him that read it understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. In other words, Jesus is giving out warnings here, and let him that be on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again, for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not since the beginning of creation, which God created, and to this time neither shall be. And except that the Lord has shortened the days, no flesh shall be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. Okay, it says, and then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it was possible, even the elect. Amen. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the power that in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with a great power and glory. Then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from their four winds, from the utmost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and put it forth fruit, ye know that the summer is now near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at their doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour no man knoweth. No, not the angels which is in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And this is the scripture I want to go to. Verse 3 says, but take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not what the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cockcrowing, or in the morning, lest come suddenly to find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto you all, watch. So we're living in a season and a time that we need to watch as well as pray. Watch and praying. Watch and praying, you know. We just got to be alert, you know. I remember telling you what we was talking about the definition about watching, and let's go back. It means to watch, and to pray means to be awake or on guard. Okay, it said, you being alert. I mean to be observant, to remain spiritually vigilant, to watch. Because the enemy is doing things behind the scenes. And I always say that the enemy is like that. He's doing things with the left hand, with the right hand. You can't see because he wants to get you focused on what's happening on the left. But there are some things that are happening, man, in this world today that we live in that we're not even aware of. But God wants to show us what's going on. He don't want to keep that kind of thing from us. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to trust him and believe him. Watch and pray. Amen. Watch and pray. Father God, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for the word, Lord. We pray that it be a blessing to someone, God. In Christ Jesus' name, I'm done. I just wanted to finish that little bit off. I know that Reverend Robin wanted to have something to say. Maybe next time, amen, when we get together, she'll have some other parts to add to that. But that's all I want to do. I want to just get to that. I want to encourage you just to watch and pray. Stay strong. Stay focused. Don't give up. And know that Christ Jesus is with you. Amen. So God bless you. This is Reverend Ray on Friday Night Joy. Amen. And I'm signing out. God bless.